This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Baby, I need your love. Although you're never.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. What is the latest in the weather there, Brian?
5 to 7 inches, possibly, Friday into Saturday.
Oh, boy. Less sports time, too.
I don't mind. This weekend, you know what I mean? Friday, Saturday.
That's a Charlie line.
That is a Charlie. Well, I'm off.
Bring it.
I'm
what off. I gotta say.
Loser and last.
Don't you
play.
Want a big snow?
Yeah. Oh, and I told this great. On the morning. Guys like me who sit around and do nothing and watch Netflix for 6 to 8 hours a day.
Eat food.
Thank you. That does help. We live for days like this.
I got
for
nothing
weekends
on Saturday.
Like this. We already have food for weeks in our freezer. Frozen pizzas. You got your corn dogs. You're ready to go.
That's living.
We're all going to be plowsy minus the THC levels this weekend. I hate when it gets over, and this could happen again. It's talked about and hyped, and then nothing happens, and it's just a dusting, and they still close all the schools. I wish we'd get one of those 8 to 12 inches. Just shut down the city. Just kind of hunker down and eat those corn dogs, get a fire going. And then I'll go back to work on Sunday, Frank, and then they'll say, we have no time for you. I'm like, that's fine. This time of year. I mean, this weekend, what do you got cooking? Well, you got the Blues out of town. Mizzou's out of town. SLU's out of town. Now, there's a lot of football that we care about.
But we've been kind of planning on this, so we have some local features, and now they won't air.
Okay.
What's
okay.
funny is I was thinking last night when I was seeing some of the reports about the snow was the Rams are playing a home playoff game, not here, but in L.A. But remember, we were talking about the Janoris Jenkins tweet a couple weeks ago about you can't have an open-air stadium in St. Louis. It's going to be cold in January. Just imagine if they were here playing a playoff game in the snow.
Great. That's why I want to see the Chiefs game. I know it's on Channel 5 on Saturday.
you can actually watch it.
That could be mid. The IBW will not allow me to watch it. But that game could be great theater
with a big
old blizzard coming down and two high-octane offenses.
Isn't that the Chiefs' worst nightmare then? Suddenly Patrick Mahomes has probably never played in weather like that. And
you know, the only problem with this is that you have your significant other who doesn't want to hunker down and watch football.
My wife's out of town.
Well, that's good for
I'm
you.
I'm a free man this weekend. Yeah.
Frank's like, I got to go over to Brian's and help him with a couple of projects.
That's
right. Monique, where's my toolbox? You don't own one.
Yeah, I mean, would your significant other watch football?
Oh, she's fantastic. Me and her are on the same wavelength when it comes to shows, television, sports, so I'd be good regardless.
Got to go to Plowsy's and help them do a few things.
We do need a couple of weathering strip around the windows. Anybody wants to come help on those projects, let me know.
So what would you guys consider a major storm? Because it's going to get hype, we know that, people do, Rick. And people do watch TV. When it snows or there's severe weather, everybody clicks on TV, and that just furthers the idea that you got to have more and more weather because the numbers are high. I've always argued, like, in a big storm, the ratings are high because everybody's at home.
Yeah.
So they're going to be high no matter what.
Yeah.
Because everybody's at home
but that
watching TV.
Is weather too much time in the future?
Correct.
Too.
No,
Look
I'm
at
saying.
The numbers we delivered.
That's what I'm saying. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
But I think it's got to be more than four.
Well, now,
for
let
it
me
to be
ask
a
you
significant
this.
Storm.
What about you at home? Are you a charter guy?
No, we have direct.
Oh, so you don't care about the people.
Well, of course I care. And I did
Backup Cameron Martin.
My mom has
direct TV.
I got a teeth cleaning.
My mom has charter.
Boy, that was
So now I'm getting texts from my mom. Oh, Frank's got a turtle. Mom, stop watching Channel 5. And I said, if you want to watch football, apparently Fox Desportes is the place to go.
Okay,
on
where is
charter.
That on charter? What number? Do we have Charter here, right? Let's see if we can get it right now.
I was told that Charter carries Fox Desportes, and that's where you can go to find the game.
We're going to find out right now. That's good, though. That's good.
It's just an option for the people.
Because that's Philadelphia, New Orleans at 3:40, and then
Dallas
and the
Rams
at 7:15 on Fox 2.
Because I guess last weekend people didn't go crazy with the phone calls, but I got to think Saturday night, if you are snowed in, and you're just eating lousy pizza food, and you're sitting around, you probably want to watch the Rams.
This is FXSP. Would this be Fox Deportes? I guess we don't get it.
We
don't
doesn't get it.
Spanish? No. Is that what that stands for?
They're on strike.
Hadley, can we upgrade the charter around here? I'm not paying for you idiots to watch Spanish TV. All right, before we get to Earl, how about Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank.
brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, you are Oliver Luck. You're in charge of the XFL, and you caught wind of an Isaac Bruce interview in St. Louis where he was pretty interested in that idea of coaching the XFL team. And you're, oddly enough, Oliver, you get to pick every city's head coach.
I don't even hesitate. I hope somehow that Charlie sent out a tweet. Did you send out a tweet too, or I don't know?
I just commented on his. That it wasn't a joke, that Bruce was very serious.
That's the only guy. I mean, I'm telling you something. We don't care about the XFL. If Isaac Bruce is on the sideline and Torrey Holdis is offensive coordinator, we're going to the games. We're going to practice. Absolutely. It's the only way to make it happen.
Player coach? Maybe for a couple of players? He's still in the same shape. Now, I'm kidding about that, but we've said this since day one. For the XFL to garner any interest, you're going to have a coach with a name. And there's a guy who's free. He's not doing anything. And might just think it's kind of fun for 4 or 5 months.
Oh, it would be great.
And the ultimate businessman, of course, he did point out the price will go up after he becomes a Hall of Famer. So you might want to sign him now. All right, I don't know if you saw the story about the apartment building at Ballpark Village that's going up. They did sort of a 360 tour yesterday. We've talked a lot about this. Now, they're not going to open for, what, a year and a half. What's the percentage, and it's an actual number, it's not our guess, of units they've already leased out? Did you see the story?
I have not. Okay, so how many units are there total?
So there's about 300 units.
300 units.
And one bedroom, two bedroom. And I think the pricing is from like $1,100 up to like penthouse for $8,000 a month. These are all rentals. Huh. But what percentage of the building you think is already leased out?
Now, do you know the answer to this?
I do.
Okay.
Did you see the story?
I'm going to go.
It's on the headline.
I'm going to go low and I'll go 35%.
I'll say 40.
I'll go 50%.
By you bringing this up, it's going to be high.
No, all right. Now, Frank thought you overthought this. 25%, and they're saying it's remarkable because they're a year and a half out and that the numbers are way ahead. Now, maybe.
Oh, really?
Their claim is that for a building that is still just more or less a vision, that Cordish, who partnered with the Cardinals on Ballpark Village, they said this is almost unheard of.
That there's already 25%.
That there's 25. So about 75 of the units are already spoken for. And there's a year
75
and a half,
of the...
Roughly, 75 of the 300 roughly are already signed and sealed.
How many penthouses?
And they're a year and a half away. Well, I think there can only be one or two,
and
right?
Okay, I wasn't for sure if they sold
those. We've offered it to Harper. It's kind of on hold.
That'd be so funny.
I wonder if any ball players would want to do that.
I think I would. Be kind of cool.
Paul Goldschmidt is calling Alan Bennis's wife, who's the number one realtor in St. Louis.
Mary Beth Bennis.
To rent a house. Keyword rent.
Maybe rent to own? Paul, you want to put a little clause in there?
All I got was rent out of the brief conversation I had with Alan walking to our cars the other day.
What I would say for anyone that does lease one of those cool units, Frank and I will be available for a radio remote. Wouldn't it be cool just to get up high and see it? Or just have a friend that lives. Maybe young Alex, do you want to venture downtown? Maybe Dom by the time he gets out of school.
Now, your contention, though, is that those apartments, the higher percentage, will be like part-time dwellers, rich people that just want to have a place downtown. I think if I wanted to have another place, it would be like in Florida. But...
Right. Well, I think there are just some Cardinal freaks out there.
Yeah.
And they might live in rural Indiana or rural Missouri that go to 20 games a year. They might just do it. I mean, if they can go on the low end and get one of those $1,200, $1,300 ones. All right, Frank, there's going to be no host for the Oscars. I guess they can't find anybody that everyone can agree on. The whole Kevin Hart controversy, and now they're so politically correct. It really is annoying. Because politically.
I'm really glad that he said, stuff it. He apologized. It was a long time ago. It was a tweet. Comedians say funny things or say things that offend a bunch of people. He apologized for it. I wouldn't do it if I were he either.
And so nobody is doing it. Does that bother you? Will it take away your enjoyment on Oscar?
Well, who does the monologue?
Well,
will it make it shorter?
right. I guess you'll just have a number of different stars coming up and beginning segments, but there'll be no actual host.
Is anybody in this room really watching the Oscars?
I could care less if they even exist, honestly, anymore.
My wife likes to watch it, so I'll watch it with her.
That fashion thing when you see the girls in the really nice dresses early on is kind of interesting. But that's about it. All they do is give their political thoughts. Political thoughts.
But
and
the host can make or break the show a little bit in some of the segments.
Crystal was great.
He did it 9 times. Do you know who the all-time leader in the clubhouse is with Oscar hosting? This is going back.
It's Bob Hope.
Bob Hope. 18-time host.
Jeez.
Wow.
I think they've had trouble. I think one issue was Kevin Hart wasn't their first choice either. That was kind of like a settling, like, oh, I guess we'll try Kevin Hart now. So when he's backed out because of controversy about what he tweeted, they had no one to go to.
What about Will Ferrell? I mean, everybody likes him.
I don't think anyone likes to host the Oscars, though.
Nobody really wants to do it.
I think it's a pretty unrewarding experience.
Well, like Will Ferrell, how does he get bigger from doing the Oscars?
I think you just convince him to do it. Say, we'll give you $1 million for one night. Everybody likes you. He's rarely offensive, right? He's weird at times. But he's got cachet with a wide range of people.
You brought up a good point about how much would they get paid or do they get paid? Is that why it's being turned down if they offer 75 grand?
See if you can find that out, Brian, if they were paid or how much they're paid for. I will say this. The only other reason besides the girls in the dresses is the opening monologue. Because that is like, let's face it, most people watch that for like 10 minutes and then they move on, you know, because we really don't want to find out who won best audio in a foreign film.
Jimmy Kimmel said he earned just $15,000 to host last year's show.
Because you brought up the Millie. I bet you could find somebody to do, you know, 3 hours of prep beforehand if you offer $750,000, $1 million.
Jimmy said, I think it's illegal to pay nothing. I'm not sure I was supposed to reveal this, but nobody told me not to. They asked like 14 people, and they all said no. And then there was me.
What a story.
So it doesn't pay much. It's not a very rewarding experience. It takes up an entire night, never mind probably the whole weekend for prepping for it. It's just not worth the time.
I think Seth MacFarlane said that there were issues like scheduling. If you're involved in a TV show, it's hard to do it that time of year. But the monologue is one of the reasons you tune in. Imagine tuning into Frank. Maybe on a Friday. And there's no monologue.
But we're breaking down the blues.
Hosting the Oscars, Strick and Tuna. Ellen's done it a couple times.
She was good.
Neil Patrick Harris, Seth MacFarlane. There are some randomness.
What do you think about that
Hugh
concept,
Jackman,
though, of going back and getting somebody's tweets, like with Kyler Murray? They got him at 14 or 15.
Yeah, I think anything that's, especially when they're teenagers, I think that's just asinine. You go back and find it. We're all embarrassed by things we've said or done years ago. I mean, I don't think that that's
A tweet
fair.
To have back?
The last one.
Let's think here. A tweet that I'd like to have back. I'm sure I've offended some people.
I've yelled it on Twitter before.
Recent one that I didn't, and this is kind of insider baseball, but it was a picture of Snoop Dogg smoking a huge blunt, and he was wearing a Fox 2 shirt. And I sent out, I said, wow, our news really is lit, or something funny, and I tagged.
Martin. That's funny.
And I tagged the station. Our head of the web team said, I have to take it down.
That's unbelievable.
And I'm like, what if he's smoking pot in California? We don't know that it was in St. Louis.
He had a Fox 2 shirt on?
He had a Fox 2 shirt. And I said, this is the greatest picture I've ever seen.
And that would bump your brand up so much.
100%.
You don't know there was pot inside of it either.
Correct. I said, maybe it's just some homegrown nicotine.
Right.
I think that one's really hard to decide.
No, that one got me supposedly, you know, in trouble. But I also thought that was like the coolest one. I'm trying to think of, I probably said some mean things that I shouldn't have sent that. I can't think of a great example, though, via Twitter. I mean, the Rams used to get their feelings hurt.
That's a public service when you...
But I'm saying back in the day, they would get a little... We did a Sunday night, and I think it was we did Led Zeppelin's Good Times, Bad Times, and it was the Cardinals, like, clinching a playoff spot, and it was the Rams fumbling. And the PR guy called me and said, really? You had to do that to us? We get it. The Cardinals are great. That's fine. But you have to lump us in for losing. And I'm like, but it was kind of creative. And he said, I didn't really appreciate it. All right. That was number, I don't know what it was. Frank, your reaction when you find out that the Brewers add Yasmani Grandal And they do it by saying, we had to stretch our budget. You're a Cardinal fan, and you just read that. Does it bother you a little bit? They've got a budget up there, and they said, you know what, the hell with the budget.
Well, with that said, I'm impressed with what they're doing and winning at all costs. But if I'm a Cardinal fan this offseason, we need an impact hitter. We got him. We needed a left-handed lights-out closer. We got him. I'm not really balking at this offseason at all.
I was
now, Brian wants more.
Well, I want more because the Brewers have a really, really potent offense.
Yeah.
How about the fact that they said, we had a budget and we said, oh, the hell with it. When's the last time the Cardinals said, the hell with it?
Yes. Also, there's going to be a strike in 2022. There's definitely going to be a work stoppage.
And you think they'll be pointing to this a little bit? The collusion of 2019?
Yeah. Things like two of the best young talents in baseball in the free market, and no one's bucking up to pay for them. That's an issue.
All right, Frank, do you have a best NFL hire of all the hires that have been made? A lot of criticism of most of these coaches that have been chosen. You have one you like best? You're kind of high on Freddie Kitchens, aren't you?
Well, I do like that hire.
I don't mind it.
I mean, it would be a mistake to mess with that chemistry. But I think what Tampa did is really good. I mean,
a little tough love.
Yeah. You have a quarterback who I still think could be special. And, boy, you got the right coach to bring it out of him right now. I mean, and he's also a winner. I mean, that guy won.
58-33. That's 25 games over in a short head coaching career. Yeah, I agree. I think the Arians hire, especially with all the GQ hires. This Matt LaFleur in Green Bay, I know it's easy now to pile on. They may be okay. They'll probably be as good as Aaron Rodgers is. It just feels really like a reach.
But with Arians, too, is you kind of have an apathetic football market in Tampa, or it's not really passionate. That guy could
he could own
the town. Yeah, he could be like Joe Madden down there.
What's the least buzzworthy hire? Because like Kingsbury, you got a lot of discussion. You got some buzz. The Arizona Cardinals were actually tweeting back at our guy, Stephen A.
Who did the Browns hire?
It's the least buzzworthy. Freddie Kitchens.
Oh, that's the Jets hire.
Adam Gase.
Gase, yeah.
He wasn't terrible in Miami. Right? And they're always kind of around 500.
Meh. Yeah.
That's like Mike Martz's favorite guy. But I guess he does know the division, right? Did beat the Jets a bit.
Yeah.
The Denver hire of Vic Fangio.
Well, he is a winner. As long as you can get Gary Kubiak to be his offensive coordinator, which is, and he and Drew Locke can work some magic together at Denver at number that 10th pick.
Yeah, Woody Page put it out there yesterday.
He's pretty connected, too.
Did you see Strickland's comment on that was,
Don't they have a second round pick? Even your guy Oliver said, he's not getting out of the first round.
No.
The need is too great. All right, Five for Frank every day, brought to you by Greenville University, less than an hour from St. Louis. Read more at greenville.edu.
We all heard of that incredible story of yours where you accidentally parked in that handicapped spot and it didn't work out well.
I was at the post office.
Yes.
It was an urgent matter. I had to mail something very urgently.
This leads us to Doug's prison wallet text of the day. I'd rent one of those apartments just to have you fellows on radio remotes, but Martin would probably park in a handicapped spot and get me evicted.
Oh. That's total misnomer, false narrative.
And I loved on that, you didn't bring up that the people, if they would want you at their place, you go, yeah,
right.
it'd be great for us to check out the apartments. And
well, Charlie could use the gym after the show.
That's
I'm sure there's a gym.
Get one of those
there.
Real extensive Tuna workouts there. I'd love to see Tuna like in high socks and, you know, like Kevin McHale shorts working out at one of these places. Oh, my
the most awkward thing, we would get invited down. There'd be a loyal listener and we'd send somebody for the sound check and they'd be at security like, hi, can we help you, sir? Yeah, hi, I'm here to see Pat Hankins' missing lunchbox. Like, what? Oh, that's his avatar handle. Like, oh, okay. He's a real person, though.
No, you've broadcasted from Biff's apartment, haven't you?
I have. Have you been to Biff's?
Is that in the old Pet Funston building there?
It's pretty spectacular.
It is. And he's a...
What was the genesis of the show being from there?
The morning after did theirs, and then I did mine. He had lots of food, And he's got a couple of Yorkshire Terriers.
They're trying to advertise some empty, some vacant lots there.
And his balcony goes from building like to end to end. I
he's
mean,
a great
it, you
guy.
Could you could fit four grills and five hot tubs and 50 people up there.
Dave Checkitz lived in that building, I believe.
Is that right?
The point 410
400, I think.
Suite 400
building,
like that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're available. If you have a cool downtown apartment, Mark and Frank will do our show.
Catered, maybe?
Yes, please bring food.
That's right. All right, let's take a short time out. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the awesome one, Earl Austin Jr.